This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. There are many applications we can make from a study of Abraham's life. His pathway to a mature faith started with hearing God's call and responding obediently by faith. If you want a right relationship with God, believe in God's provision of salvation. Once you take that step of faith, continue to walk by faith. Though Abraham didn't always do that, God remained faithful. Sometimes we're too hard on ourselves regarding the faith walk. We too will be tempted to rationalize and tell half-truths because of the fear of man. God will expose our shortcomings, even using unbelievers at times, so that we are humbly brought back to simply trusting in Him. Abraham wasn't asked to sacrifice his son until he was ready for that test, and only God knows when we are ready. When we grow to a mature faith, we can trust God to provide what's needed to carry out His will. A mature faith gives us confidence to delegate responsibilities to others, as Abraham did when he sent his servant to find a wife for Isaac. Notice how Abraham and Sarah looked back at their lack of faith when she laughed at God's promise. They named their son Isaac, which means "he laughs." They would humorously be reminded the rest of their lives about their lack of faith and God's great faithfulness. In other words, they stopped taking themselves too seriously. The key to the faith life is realizing it's not the amount of our faith, but the faithfulness of God that really counts. He will always remain faithful, even when we fail. You'll discover this as you join with others in reading through the Bible over the next 2 years. I trust you're a part of the team that's doing that.